Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Seth Curry.
Thank you for that, President Biden, Vice President Harris, entire White House staff. Thank y'all for welcoming us here, the entire Warriors organization, every teammate I have, every coach, front office, executive, staff, everybody that's here celebrating with us. We are a team. We do it together. And to be able to celebrate our championship together with you here, it means a lot to bring that trophy here. It means a lot. I think we were here 7 years ago. For our first championship, so to have another opportunity to be here means the world. We had a connection, obviously, with your former boss, President Obama, with his Chicago ties and watching Coach Kerr and celebrating championships there. But there is a connection to you. I know you grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and that's 2 hours away from Philly, which is where the Warriors organization began in 1946 and won our first championship. So 46 has a nice ring within with you as a 46th president. So that is a great connection there. And then obviously Vice President Harris representing Oakland, representing the Bay Area the way that we do every time we step foot on the court, which you'll be able to do here in D.C. means the world. So you are, I know, a huge fan, and you're loud with it, too, and we love that. So we appreciate you. Keep doing. No, that's we love that. We love that spirit, and we want to continue to make you proud with everything that we do. Again, for us to be here, to find the common synergies within, you know, what we do on the court and what we represent, and when it comes to providing hope, inspiration, belief to everybody that watches us play. That's what you do in your roles leading our country, and to continue to do exactly what you said, do things together, continue to preach that message. That's what we're all about, and obviously in the pursuit of winning championships and doing amazing things. We brought some gifts for you. We have two jerseys, a number 46 and a number 49, that we would love to have you a part of Dub Nation forever, and maybe find it maybe on the wall in the Oval Office and in your office. That would be, we'll come back. Hopefully we'll be able to come back and check and see if it's up there. But I want to say again, thank you for letting us be here to celebrate, and for our families, our staff, everybody here on the stage. It means the world. And hopefully this isn't the last time. So thank you.